your pretty stockings. Put out your light. Santa Claus is coming down to your chimney tonight.
You're listening to Indie Reco Radio here on BFF.fm. I'm going to be spinning the first volume of my Best of 2017. This week it's going to be on the mellower side. I'm going to kick it off with Anna St. Louis Fire.
Honey, let your fire be okay. 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 I know I won't. I know you would, I know I won't, I know some crisis in time. The very walls that held you in, they're singing songs, they're getting thin. Hearts rain. Honey, let the bleeding hearts rain. Honey, let the bleeding hearts rain. Honey, let the bleeding hearts rain. train. I know I want to know you would. I know I want to know the smoke rises in time. The very walls that held you in, you're singing songs there. Thank you.
That is Jesse Woods, one of my favorites from 2017. He had a new album out called Auto Flower, and the name of that track is Buckle Bunny. Before that, I played Widow Speak. They had new music out in 2017, and I featured Right On, and I kicked off my stretch of the best of 2017, Volume 1, with Anna St. Louis and her new album, First Songs. Really, really beautiful stuff. It's great to see all these beautiful female vocalists and songwriters coming to the forefront now. And welcome. You're listening to Indie Rocko Radio here on BFF.fm. This week and next week, I will be featuring Volume 1 and Volume 2 of the best of my best of 2017. Kind of a mashup of some of my favorite tracks as well as my favorite albums. I would definitely put Jesse Woods' Auto Flower as one of my favorite albums of 2017. He's a great singer-songwriter out of Austin, Texas. And well, I'm going to, I guess, stop talking and start playing because I actually had to make some hard decisions on what tracks to feature in these 2 hours today and then next Sunday. So without further ado, I'm going to go into a track from Low Roar that is a gentleman, Ryan, who is from the Bay Area originally and has moved to relocated himself to Reykjavik, Iceland, and is now making music out of Iceland. Kind of became popular, was discovered doing sort of his own bedroom recorded albums, and he has a new one out this year called Once in a Long, Long While, and this is Give Me an Answer.
I'm taking everyone out for a ride. I promise it won't take long. It's such a silly disguise that you're hiding behind, but don't take it wrong. I know the time and the space that you need. It's blurry, but I'll get on. It's getting hard to tell day from a day. Just say
I'm not afraid to Ugly little town. I can't
Okay, I'm going to be giving that my number one album of the year. If I had to pick one, it's going to be Kevin Morby, City Music. Year after year, since I have fallen in love with this man and his music, he has just blown me away, both live and with his recorded music. And that's it. That's my number one. You know, I chose that track because it's a little on the mellower side, and Volume 1 of my best of is going to be on the mellow side. Volume 2 next week is going to be on the heavy side. I like to kind of give you the yin and the yang. And before that, I played T.W. Walsh, a singer-songwriter who's been kicking around since the 90s, playing with all kinds of bands that you would know, but broke out and is making some traction on his solo career. He has an album out called Terrible Freedom, and the track I played there was Don't Come Running. And you're listening to Indie Rock Girl Radio here on BFF.fm. I'm playing my best of 2017, Volume 1. And I think since I've been in the blogger sphere and, you know, kind of critiquing music, Ty Segall has been, you know, always on my list. And he's made it yet again. He had an EP out, Sentimental Goblin, and this track, Black Magic, really got the best of me.
Wait for my candle. The wax is all most I'd like to show you before we say goodbye. Goodbye. Pictures in the rain, they are sad at all. Alone, that doesn't matter at all. 'Cause I've met the man who understands me down.
someone familiar, but surely not me. For he can't be me. Look how awfully cold and tired and lonely he's become. Not until price tag hanging off of having all that fun. Uh-oh, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in pain. Oh no, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in pain. Sometimes love is pushed away. Uh-oh, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me. Oh no, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me. I'm seeing more of my old man in me. Oh no, looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me.
Sky.
Canada's very own Kelly Stoltz making the list with Possessor from his new K-Aura album. And before that, a Mac DeMarco track that I kind of obsessed on this year. It's called My Old Man, This Old Dog. Felt very sentimental and I don't know, just kind of makes me melt every time I hear it. Kicked off that stretch with Ty Siegel from his Sentimental Goblin EP, Black Magic. And I wanted to take a pause because the next track that I am going to play is a little bit outside of the genre of indie rock, so to speak. There's an artist in Brussels. Her name is Melanie DeBiasio. It's hard to say that. I don't get it right every time. Who is just transcendent in her music and just kind of goes into a bit of jazz sometimes. Evokes, you know, a little bit of Portishead at other times. All I know is every time I listen to her music, I get chills. And that for me is what music is all about. It's why it's a drug for me. I'm one of those small percentage of the population that get goosebumps every time I hear music, certain kinds of music. And it just sets off that dopamine response where I just don't want to find more and more and more like it. And Melanie DeBiasio is definitely one of those artists. Her music is just so transcendent. Her new album is called Lilies, and this is a track called Gold Junkies.
One, two, three, four. what I could have told you, but I don't believe I've the balls to let you know. I can say that 'cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bombay, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here. I cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies, so I kick a can way up into the sun, man, but it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
Like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me,
but I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental,
and after all it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have could have told you, but I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but
or just me. Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bombay, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here.
Got a good thing, got a good thing, got a good thing going, got a good thing going, got a good thing going wrong. Shivering rivers on top of midday dream, drunk man walking on a balance beam. But what the hell, I'll ride it while the hills are undressing, and the fading is strong. Guess you can't fit an ocean where it doesn't belong. Yeah, well, we tried it. It occurred to me as the sky came down. You really miss the flying when you're standing on the ground. Well, it's a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing. It's a good thing we never, good thing we never knew it could be found. The beast heart wide. Something's always ending on an endless ride. Just climb inside it. Much magnificent color. If you straight back the ship, well, either way, I'm big enough to say I was lucky enough to stand beside. Bird flies light in a heavy frame. Maybe you just learn to be alive and not regret the pain.
Yeah.
Chad Van Galen with some new music this year, making my list. And he actually swung through San Francisco last month. If you had a chance to see him at the chapel, his voice has been kind of compared as a mashup between Christopher Cross and Tom York, which I think is kind of interesting. I can sort of check in those references. His new album is called Light Information. And I don't know, I've been a longtime fan of Chad Van Galen out of Alberta, Canada. Before that, I played Michael Now. He's from Maryland, a kind of a psych folk rock singer who was formerly with the band Cotton Jones. I don't know if you followed that band. So he's out on his own doing some solo work and has a new album out. I played Good Thing. And then before that, I kicked it off with Courtney Barnett. And, excuse me, it was a late night. Courtney Barnett. and the Lot of Sea Lice album with Kurt Vile. And that was just kind of took the year by storm. Continental Breakfast is the track that I played there. And you've been listening to Indie Rocco here on BFF.fm. My theme this week has been volume one of my best of 2017. Tune in next week from 11 to 12 where I'll spin. I'm going to get the fuzz out. I had so much music, I had to kind of break it up into two sets. So this was more the mellower stretch. And I still didn't even get through all the tracks I wanted to play. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around for Luddite Radio up next. I guess what I'll do now is close you out with Kim Gray. This is a track called No Moonlight.